B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the St. Louis Blues, for the first time in 49 years, have done it. You can bring out the Zamboni. The Blues will go to the Stanley Cup Final and face off against the Boston Bruins. A rematch. 49 years in the making comes true in St. Louis tonight.
Hey, I missed the memo.
What?
You guys getting pictures taken today or something?
Oh, why?
You got Aaron shirt on. He's got an Aaron shirt.
You've worn that sweatshirt a few too many times the last couple of weeks. I just want to tell you that.
It's because the series is set. And I'm a Bruins fan.
I know you are.
Unlike John Hamm.
And well, that's
right. The series is set, bitches. Now it's on.
What do you call John Hamm?
Oh, he's hung.
Yeah, no.
William Hung.
John Hung.
There you go. Being so obvious.
Hashtag meat. He's huge. Jesus. Jim goes, their biggest fan is a guy
that's
that
why
you
I asked
Google
you what you call
like, oh,
him.
John Hamm.
You don't have to be so direct.
Oh.
What do you have a name for him?
Yeah.
You called him in the other room, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
And now you're not.
Now you're not going to say it.
Now you're not going to say it?
I'm not going to say that.
You just said it in the other room. It was perfect.
Yeah, meat.
No.
What was the word?
John Hammer.
Oh, I didn't say John Hammer.
Oh, who said it? I'm sorry. T-Bone, I apologize. I thought it was Zoe that had said it.
No, I called him
like John Hammer. I'm like, oh my God. That's a perfect name for him.
Hammer.
John Hammer.
T-Bone's obsessed with well-endowed male celebrities. I don't know why. It's a weird thing with him.
Do you think he rides around and plays that song Hammer Time?
You know who really is Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark,
who's an encyclopedia of knowledge of well-endowed celebrities.
Yeah.
He's been on the show before. He's discussed it. He's just very well-informed.
He just puts it out
the topic.
There. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no stopping that.
Drew Barrymore, all that stuff. Yep, saw this happen.
He's just a wealth of information on the topic.
He truly is.
He's a leader. He really is. He's an expert in the field.
Vanguard.
Yeah. You know, they have experts. You know, when something happens in the news, they got to call an expert. That particular field, when you need an expert, that's the guy you call.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know the opponent. It's the St. Louis Blues. What's your reaction to this, Zoe?
I wanted the Sharks. Because I think it has a little more zest to the series. So I'm not trying to take anything away from it, but I mean, you're the favorite, right? You're the clear favorite. Gives them 6 days off versus your 10. So we get to keep talking about that more. Is going to knock some of the rust or give them some rust, because this is a team that supposedly has been grinded and had to win every damn game they play in. You know, they've had to win. They've had to go the distance. So it's like hitting a brick wall for them, this stoppage of 6 days. So we'll see how they handle it. But, shoot, I'm pumped. Tomorrow night, 12,000 tickets already sold for the scrimmage.
Is that the number so far?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, that's
good
pretty
number.
Good. I think that thing might sell out.
I understand what you're saying. I think there would have been a little more buzz for this series had it been San Jose.
I'm happy for Jim Murray. He gets to eat good barbecue, and that's all he cares about. And Felger Mazarov for the Sharks, because they wanted a better series.
Well, I think it would have been, you know, more interesting, and I also think that angle of having a former player.
Joe Thornton.
And, you know, just Joe Thornton in his long career being a part of that.
Yeah.
A familiar name. And sort of a marquee name on the other side that has a tie to Boston and this franchise would be interesting.
Honestly,
I think that would have provided an angle to this series that would have been interesting and created some buzz, and it's no longer there. We talked about that a month ago.
Right. Honestly, not ready for the Blues. Was not ready for them mentally. Never thought that they'd really be here. And I was excited for Bear versus Shark. That got taken away from us. Now it's Bear versus, hey, I got the Blues. Wednesday Blues. So they have a music note on their helmet. Saw that. So they're named after the Blues? Like the genre of music? Why are they the Blues?
You never had seen the St. Louis Blues logo before?
I have, but then you see it on the helmet. Like, they got a pretty cool uniform. Because, I dig uniforms.
They've been around for a while.
They've been around for a long time. 49 years, we get the cheesy radio callers. So that's good. We got that. We got Laura Branigan, Gloria, if they win, which they... Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That you do.
I wanted the Sharks. I wanted the Sharks, but we got the Blues.
Yeah. Now we've got the Blues, we've got the Sharks, and we've got playoff hockey coming.
Yeah, we got that guy. I'll take our guys over them. Yeah.
The color guy talks like he's got his eyes closed, right? His eyes are closed.
What a pass, too, by Tarasenko.
What a pass there. I mean, imagine if it wasn't a great pass. I wasn't so excited talking about what a pass that was. Imagine the pass was bad.
So we got that.
Yeah, okay.
You got a coach that got fired? You got a coach that got fired, and this team was at the bottom, what, in January? Almost the worst team in hockey?
Last place in January.
Last place in January?
Yeah.
They fire their coach, and here they are. Who's the last team to do that going around? Wasn't it Pittsburgh? Did Pittsburgh do
yes.
that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, they did.
I'm trying to, so I'm getting caught up here.
All right. Let's hear from Bruce Cassidy, who was on with Toucher and Rich this morning.
Yep.
And talked about what's going to happen now that the St. Louis Blues will have 6 days off. As we know, the Bruins have a long layoff that they're dealing with. They'll have their scrimmage tomorrow night at the Garden to try and deal with that. The Blues now head home and have some time off of their own before they come to Boston to play on Monday night. The same thing that the Bruins' previous two opponents had dealt with in both the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Carolina Hurricanes. Here's what Coach Bruce Cassidy told TNR a short time ago.
Well, I don't know the answer, to be honest with you. I wish I could tell you that they're going to come out. I'll tell you this. What happened with, and here's just a little bit of what I think could happen, is Columbus, they win their first playoff series ever. They have a lot of time off, right? They beat Tampa, so they're sitting around for a week in Columbus. Everyone's telling them how great they are, and, they come out, and, they were fine coming out of the gate. I think they were sloppy in the first period, and they were okay, but we end up getting the best of them. And Carolina, the same, right? They sweep, and now it's like, geez, the team hasn't been this far, so the town's excited. And, all of a sudden, they're going to find their game in the second period. So I really believe that teams can find it fairly quickly. I think St. Louis will go through the same thing. They're going to be reading about how good they are for the next 5-6 days and back to the Stanley Cup. The last time they were there was against us, ironically. So, but I believe they'll find their game. I mean, teams are playing well this time of year, so they've got enough leadership over there that eventually you're going to find it, and usually sooner rather than later. So it's like us. I really don't believe it's going to take us long. We're going to lose a few puck battles early just because you're not used to battling, and then you're going to get knocked on your ass, and all of a sudden you're back into it. So that's usually the way it works.
I feel like he's trying to say the right thing about the opponent.
I know.
But I also feel like he's...
He took it both ways, right?
Also talking about the fact that he kicked the snot out of the last two teams they played after they went home, had a layoff, and everyone in their hometown told them how good they are.
It also sounds like part of that, hey, did we talk to the Patriots? What happens, what's unusual about this week is, you're going to sit around, everybody's going to tell you how good you are. And that sounds like, it's Bill telling them, hey, tell your players, avoid the media. They're going to sit around, everybody's going to be picking you this and that. That's part of it, too. But I think it's all new to Cassidy, and I think he's trying to play both ends of it. Try to compliment them and say, hey, they're a hell of an opponent, but they're going to go through what our opponents went through that we beat. But he's going through it now. You've been sitting longer than them. So he really doesn't know. He doesn't know what to expect. He expects kind of a sloppy play, it sounds, early in this game. Heavy and sloppy. So starting Monday night.
So you excited? You feeling it yet?
We're getting there. We got Jenna Fisher from The Office. We'll get to that. She's a big Blues fan.
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Jim's a Bruins fan.
So. John Hamm.
The Hammer.
Mm-hmm. John Hammer.
According to Tom.
Yeah. Well, Jim and
I don't think Tom found that out. I mean, it's common knowledge.
No, Tom already knew that and a lot more about celebrity endowments.
Well, I mean, he's aspiring to be an expert in the field, following in the footsteps of Lenny Clark.
So, Milton Berle, right?
So Jim and Pam, Jim's the Bruins fan, Pam's the Blues fan.
Blues fan, yeah.
That's what we've, well, I guess he, you knew about Jim, or probably could have figured that out about Jim. I didn't know. Is she from St. Louis? Jenna Fisher?
Who knows?
You're the big office fan.
Well, I'm on Team Jim. I'm on Team Jim on this one.
You're the guy on this.
Who's the baby rooting for, like CeCe? Didn't they have another one? Who's Robert California? What side are he going to take on? Is Michael Scott going to come over for a party?
So here's what I know is going to happen, though, and I know is already happening. Mm. Bruins fans are already, in their minds, figuring out ways and twisting the Blues winning last night into the reasons why the Bruins will kick the crap out of the Blues in the Stanley Cup final. It happens in every sport.
Like how their win somehow equates to now a
No matter who it was, who the opponent was.
Oh, this is why.
No matter who it was or what the rest was or what the scenario was, whether it was the Sharks or the Blues, whether it was short rest for the opponent, whether it was long layoff for the opponent, no matter what it is, the fans of the home team will figure out a way to twist that into, and here's why the Bruins are going to kick their ass. So I want to hear what the reasons are today.
Okay.
I want to hear them. Okay. We already heard one in the hall from someone else we work with. Jim heard it.
Yeah,
he relayed it to me this morning. One of the reasons. So I just want to hear the reasons. I want to know what they all are today.
Hockey.
Okay, I don't have a reason why the Bruins...
I'm not coming up with them. I just want to hear what all your reasons are, why the Bruins are going to kick ass.
And I don't have a reason why the Bruins are necessarily going to roll, but after, you know, seeing how this played out. Okay, so they won on a Tuesday night. So now they've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Blues have a five-day layoff.
Sure.
That's a pretty long layoff. All I think is that the long layoff that the Bruins have, and this has been the, you know, the most hand-wringing thing about the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's totally negated, but the Blues have a decent layoff now too. So I don't feel as worried about the long layoff the Bruins have now as I did before, because now that it's happened, you say, it's only Wednesday and they don't play until Monday?
Yeah.
That's a long layoff for the Blues, too.
Is there any excuse?
Not as long as the Bruins, but I don't want to hear about the long layoff anymore because both teams now have
them. Is there any excuse for this game not to be played until Monday?
No, it should be played Saturday night.
Point number one, shame on you, NHL, for this nonsense that you pull. And shame on every major professional sports league that does this now.
You blew it.
This nonsense of waiting a week just to play another game.
They just want, I don't know.
Okay. That's point number one.
You got to look at like both arenas and both the scheduling things. But the fact is they wanted to make the announcement early before.
For who? Why?
Instead of waiting until the end of the series. I don't know.
No, because not the whole series isn't on NBC, right? Only like, isn't it only games one and two? It's only they want to get as many games on NBC as possible, right? That's the whole goal.
There's got to be some kind of model where they know that. But they're going to sell out anyway. It's going to like ticket sales or interest or something. There's
got to
be a reason. There's got to be a reason why they announced it so early and made it when they did. I just don't know what the hell it is.
But it's survey time. Why will the Bruins kick the Blues' ass in the Stanley Cup final?
Because 100 people surveyed.
I know you're out there today.
I know you
got your reasons. I want to hear them.
So much better.
I just want to hear them so that we know what they are.
We should do like Family Feud style.
Yes. Let's hear it.
It's Tuukka time.
Survey says. Survey time with you. 617.
Their goalie
779.
Let me see. Goalie sucks.
A chance to steal. We'll hear those answers from you coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Or something? Oh, okay. Let's wait. Here we go. Oh,
is this?
Is this their goal song?
This series sucks already. What is this crap?
It sounds like something from one of the like the jingle packages we use for commercials around here. That is that a real song?
That's a real thing.
That's a real song.
Oh, no, I don't think it's a real song that anyone tried to commercially make successful.
You know what it is?
No, I think it's something they put together.
They don't know what they're doing, so they said, hey, what's Montreal do? They do the hola, hola. So they took that and intertwined it with Chelsea Dagger from Chicago, and that's what they came up with.
After they play When the Saints Go Marching In on the organ.
Shut up. They do that first?
We just played it.
No, wait. So it's that whole production? So
that's what that was? That didn't even really sound like it.
So goal is scored.
There you go.
Okay. Then we get this.
Hey, kids. Get on the carousel. It's starting to turn.
One.
Your kids are on a carousel right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I know.
To be in that number when the Saints go marching in.
This garbage.
This is awful.
I hate this.
So, like, the fans come down off that. You're going nuts because they score. Then you got to crank it back up because we're going to play another song in the middle of the song.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know what it sounds like?
Insurance. The way insurance should be.
You guys. Geico. It sounds like a Geico commercial.
No, Geico commercials are good. This is like a nameless, faceless company.
It's the General.
Oh, when the Blues go marching in.
Come on, slow kid.
Oh, when the Blues go marching.
This is from their website. The team promotes this.
Oh, you're going to get smoked. Bruins at 4.
When the Blues go marching in. Oh, when the Blues.
Is that Nelly?
Go marching in. Oh, when the
Shark.
Blues go marching.
So, Shark. can I ask a question with the risk of sounding stupid on this?
There's no such thing as a bad question on this.
Okay. When the Saints go marching in,
New Orleans.
Isn't it like a jazz song?
Yeah, but, well, blues are.
I know that blues and jazz
New Orleans
are intertwined.
Oh, yes, they're very closely related people.
And it's, this particular song is closely associated with the jazz scene in New Orleans. I'm just curious why they felt the need to use the song.
Now, St. Louis is the gateway, right, to the Midwest? It's the gateway to the West?
Gateway to the West.
Gateway to the West.
They're confused as to what they are. Like, they're stuck in the middle, so we don't know what we are. We're either blues or we're jazz or
someone's gonna help me out. I mean,
they
want to
be. They want to be from down south.
I don't know. I hear that kid singing at the beginning. It just reinforces my long held belief that I don't like any kids other than my own. I hear some other kid talking. I'm like, ugh.
Do you know that's probably the main reason I like Steph Curry because the way he brought his kids to the party.
Oh yeah, get your kids out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh my god.
Well, what's that, Daddy? Look how cute. And then the media fawning over how cute the kid is.
Using your kid as a shield
job.
At the podium.
Yeah.
The worst.
Beetle brought his kids in here. Two of them tried to punch me in the nuts.
I love when they look in the window. That. They're like, wow. And then we played hide and seek.
Oh, Josh, our television producer, has some information about this. He's got background that he wants to offer us, which I'm all for because...
Does he write it
because
on
Because I don't know what's going on here.
Well, since he can't talk, does he write
no,
it
he
on
can. He can talk.
I can talk.
He has the ability to talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What do you know about this?
Awesome. Big French history in St. Louis as well.
Yeah, all the streets there.
Mardi Gras.
All the streets there are French names when you go there.
So it's New Orleans North.
Yeah.
Like they have Soulard is a historic neighborhood in St. Louis. It's So Saints go marching in, applicable.
Okay.
Who does he sound
like? I don't think it is.
He sounds like B Rob.
I still don't think that they've got rights though.
Josh sounds like a combination of B Rob and
Casper. The team itself has the rights to
Detroit. It's a French name. Detroit. They don't play when the Saints go marching in for Red Wings games.
Boom.
You're right. St. Louis baseball fans. Do they look French.
Point for Hardy.
They sit there and clap on their hands.
Are we ready for the survey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why now do you believe that the Bruins are gonna kill
Yeah.
The Blues.
Yeah.
I think based just on the goal song alone.
I have
one
a spreadsheet
ding.
For today. I'm going to track all the reasons if you guys don't mind, so I have them.
Okay.
Thousands of people listening. Top six callers on the board. Here's the question.
We start with Mike in West Roxbury. Mike, go ahead.
Why will the Bruins beat the Blues?
Good.
Guys, I think it's... We're doing kind of a Patriots thing with it's being disingenuous, like when the Patriots play Cleveland, that's 0-15, and Bill talks about how great of a team they are and how, you know, how they've been doing so much better. The St. Louis Blues at the beginning of this series, everyone said, oh, we're so scared of the Sharks, the Blues, you know, they're lucky to be there. They were last place, I think, like January 1st. They put together a little run. We've been smoking everyone, and finally we have the goalie. We have the guy that could steal a game, and we've always been asking for that. So I really think we beat this team in like five games. I mean, no one thought this team would make it there, and I know it's hockey and everyone can win, but let's be honest. They don't stand a chance. Come on.
Okay, right. So Blues not very good. They're just on a little bit of a run.
How about this?
Bruins have the goalie, B's in five.
Let me see. Good. They were in last place on January 2nd. No, not on the board.
Adam and Lowell, chance to steal. Let's go to Lowell. Adam?
Hey.
Hey, guys.
It's only one strike.
Ever since Joe Thornton got eliminated, so that storyline for them is out, that last shot at the cup, you know what I mean, for the old guy. We have an old guy, though, so we can hijack that story. And now it's even better because he's going back to his old team where he was captain for years. So I'm going to say they're going to do it for... David Backus. You're going to see that story written about 10,000 times.
So David Backus provides the good karma.
He was in a wedding too, right? They were in each other's wedding or something.
Is that on the board?
I don't. David Backus' institutional knowledge of the team they'll be facing in the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, two strikes. Kevin is in Swampscott today. Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hi, good.
So, I don't know if you watched last night, but during the third period, the Sharks had 10 shots before the Blues even had a single shot. All they were doing was just skating in, dumping it deep, and getting fresh legs. It's the classic Claude Julien that really screwed us in the past. So, I can see the Bruins taking advantage of that.
Wait a minute, what was the score at that point?
Yeah, you're up. You're trying to kill clock.
It was only a two-goal game. It wasn't anything insurmountable.
It was the third period. They had a two-goal lead. They were protecting the two-goal lead. They were trying to get out of the series with a win.
Let me see. The Blues play too safe when protecting a lead.
Not aggressive enough.
Now we have a chance to steal.
It's like the old Richard Dawson.
Yeah, by the way, our first strike on the board there for the team that was in last place on January 2nd, I don't like that about them. I don't like a team that has been rolling.
Hot as hell, baby.
Past 4.5 months.
Don't get too close. Get burned.
I don't care for that. Oh, they really found something after their... There was a team here in Boston recently that did not play well in aspects of the season. Then right around January, they really found something. They went on to... Did they go on to win the Super Bowl? Who was that?
A hell of a win out in Kansas City. Boy.
Don't tell me that a team who finds it in January...
Oh, God.
Yeah. ...and plays well in the latter part of the season...
They got hot.
Yeah. Shouldn't worry you.
Brian in Fitchburg. Hi, Brian.
Boys, good morning.
How you doing?
You're driving down the road, you're listening to John Lee Hooker, or you're listening to B.B. King, you're not getting laid. Road, and you're listening to Bear Force One.
Yeah.
Having a party.
Yes.
Let me see. No sex for the Blues fans. Doesn't factor in.
All right, we have four reasons so far. Mike in West Roxbury. Blues are not very good, just on a little run.
I'm really like
the Bruins
not...
have the goalie and the B's in five. Adam and Lowell says David Backus provides good karma. Kevin and Swampscott, Blues not aggressive enough, very Claude-like. And Brian in Fitchburg says no sex in St. Louis. Those are the four reasons we have to this point on the Bruins.
We got to get fired up for the series. Like this
we're
has got
trying.
Me. This has got me going backwards. Like this is. We're talking about the David Backus story is going to be written now.
So somebody's calling you out on Twitter saying you're essentially taking a poll on the air right now.
No, we're not.
It's not a poll. It's a survey.
No, we're playing a game.
It's a survey.
We're playing a game.
Okay. No, there's
totally
nothing
different.
There's nothing wrong.
Like Family
there's
Feud.
Nothing wrong with soliciting people's opinions
right.
on a talk show
what do you
by
think?
Telling them to call in and talk to us. It's different by saying,
you don't
let's
have to
take
call
a poll
in.
On Twitter yeah. where you click on a response
yeah.
and then it's yes or no or here, you tell us what we should do with our talk show. You determine our segments. Come on. There's a difference. Smotting up. Smotting up. Hottie has headlines. Don't go anywhere. Solak and Bertrand.
More Family Feud.
Why
next.
Are the Bruins going to crush the Blues? More of that next.
Poll. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, St. Louis, it's game 7. Let's go Blues! Yeah!
I'm going down.
You know, the first time I ever went to St. Louis, I saw Nelly. True story.
Shut up, Shaughnessy.
True story.
It's like Shaughnessy.
True story.
How cool would that
in
be?
In a restaurant, Zoe will love the restaurant reference, in a Bennigan's.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Do you have the potato soup and the potatoes?
Right hand raised to God, my friend.
Potato appetizer.
Did he have the Band-Aid on his face?
No.
That's the best thing about St. Louis, Nelly.
I was there with the UMass women's basketball team.
Oh.
I was the voice of the Minute Women. What can I say?
Voice of the Minute Women.
That's funny. Not and Minute so, Men. Yeah, no, Minute Women, my friend.
Wow, they call and Minute so, Women, huh?
And so the big joke in going on a trip to St. Louis was, oh, I wonder if we'll see Nelly there. This was probably like 2004.
He was at a Bennigan's.
And it was great, you know, menu. When Nelly was popular. And the first night we were there, the whole team is eating at a Bennigan's, and who is at a table probably 25 feet away, but Nelly and his entourage of like 20 people, right downtown St. Louis.
High roller.
Right near the big, large train station there, that historic train
yep.
station.
Beautiful downtown there.
We were staying right there, and there he was. And a couple of people went over and got a picture with him. And he was nice enough, but I swear to God, I was like, oh my God, we came to St. Louis, and within the first couple of hours of being here, so there's Nelly. It's like, does everyone who gets to come to St. Louis see Nelly? Is that a thing? Is he like the greeter here?
It's like Mark Greeter.
Does everyone get to see Nelly on their first trip to St. Louis? Oh my God. Yes. I didn't even know you were going to play that, Jim. But yes, I saw Nelly the first time I ever went to St. Louis.
I am number one. Remember when Patriots won the first Super Bowl? Did I am number one?
Yeah. Can't fault a guy for going to Bennigan's, though.
No. Do they even exist anymore?
I don't think they do.
I think they're out of business.
I think Fridays have taken over. And yeah, now you get that's all you got. Now it's Fridays.
That's right. They beat St. Louis with that song as their theme, huh?
Yeah. I am number one. It's like on the Tiger Woods golf game. It's my favorite song, like 15 years ago. When's Nelly's last hit?
There are several Bennigan's.
Really?
Yes.
They said the chicken platter still. Oh.
As of March of 2019, there are 13 Bennigan's locations in the United States. I'm guessing that number is down from their
peak. There's one in Pittsburgh. I know that.
There's one in West Texas. Another one up there near Amarillo, it looks like. Kansas. North Dakota.
How do they survive
Iowa?
In Texas? All the restaurants in Texas.
So it's easy to ship all their stuff to all their locations. They're easily accessible for... What a terrible business plan that is. We're going to go to the remote places so we can't get any of our stuff to our locations.
You have to fly stuff in, then drive 3 hours by truck.
Saginaw, Michigan? Yeah. Hot spots. Okay.
It appears there is no longer one in Pittsburgh.
So. There isn't?
No, there is one that is just over the border in... it says Steubenville, Ohio.
Steubenville,
Ohio has one. Now open, it says. It's a new one. They just opened a new one in Steubenville. There is not one in Pittsburgh, though. Okay? So.
No big cities.
There you go. they're all in the middle of nowhere. But yes, that's my story about Nelly. Back to your, back to the survey and your reasons why the Bruins are going to wipe the floor with the St. Louis Blues. We go to Sheldon, who's in Bridgewater. Sheldon, what do you have for us?
Hey, guys.
It's a culture thing. The Bruins are going to win in four, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the Rams got smoked by the – well, not smoked. The first Super Bowl we won was St. Louis.
Rams suck,
Rams suck. Cardinals suck. The Red Sox beat them.
Cardinals suck.
Now it's the Bruins' turn. It's a culture thing from the fans to the players to the announcers. The whole thing about Boston is we're way better than the middle of the country.
We're so much better.
St. Louis is vanilla.
I don't even care. Like you even like when you go on JetBlue and you get the New York broadcast, it's like they're so poorly lit and they have the people that are working as anchors are so much older and it's got an older feel. Let's go to the news down in the Bronx. You know, it's like, are we that much better from a news standpoint here?
So
like
in major championships the four major sports, Boston is 7-3. In the 10 times that the two towns have faced off. It's the only two major American cities who have played each other in all four major sports in a championship.
Which is unreal. Unreal.
Interesting.
Can you believe that?
But you would never pick it. Like, you would say, okay, who did all those Boston teams playing? You wouldn't think, well, it wasn't
2-2 in baseball.
It's Pittsburgh.
They got the World Series in 67 and in 46. The Cardinals won both of those. The Red Sox won in 04 and 13, obviously. The Patriots beat the Rams in 2001. There were back-to-back series between the Celtics and the Hawks in 57 and 58. Celtics got them in 57. Bob Pettit came roaring back in 58 and got a win in 58. A legendary series for him. And then the Celtics beat him again in 60 and 61.
Mm.
So the Celtics are 3-1. The Red Sox are 2-2 against St. Louis. Patriots 1-0. And as we know,
and the Minute
Bruins are
the Minute Women.
Oh, they probably got smoked down there. Bruins, St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bruins are 1-0, obviously winning in 1970 in a clean sweep with Bobby Orr scoring on Mother's Day in a very famous goal.
They've never won a Stanley Cup final.
Some debate as to whether or not that goal was overrated. Heard a lot of discussion on that with Felger and Maz.
The goal itself?
The goal itself.
Oh, hugely overrated. But it's
the picture.
It's an awesome picture, though.
It's a great picture.
It's an amazing picture.
It's one of the best pictures in sports. It really is. Like Muhammad Ali standing over after he knocked out Frazier, and or Dwight Clark with the catch. Like, that's an all-timer.
Do you know what's overrated by, though? I don't think it's overrated by anyone who was watching it when it happened. It's overrated by people who don't know what it was. Who like, don't really fully understand what happened in that photo.
I didn't even know.
The people who were alive and watched it live at the time, they don't overrate that goal.
Yeah, the series was over long before that goal.
Yeah, people who were like alive and remember it and lived it don't overrate the goal. It's all the idiots after the fact who don't really know the history of
it. Look how little the goalie pads are.
It's the people who, you know, bought the photo and have it hanging in the house like, oh, I'm a big Bruins fan and don't really even know what the hell it is.
I got number 4 on my back.
Yeah, it's like a fraud fan thing that overrate it.
Yeah.
Real Bruins fans don't overrate that goal. They know exactly what it was.
Look at that.
They were up 3-0. They were kicking their ass. It was over.
Yeah.
It's just a great goal. Great goal. Great pass.
We're going to play more.
And he got tripped. He didn't dive. It's not like he did it for effect.
Like
he wasn't doing it out of celebration.
Oh, the handshake line. Oh, what a moment. There's Jones.
See, but then that one didn't look forced.
He took off, Beetle. He wasn't tripped.
Yes, he was.
He launched himself a little bit.
He went up off his right toe.
Watch again. He gets tripped.
He gets tripped.
Watch it again. He gets tripped.
He got hit.
He gets tripped.
Up with the right foot, though. I think he elevated with the right toe.
He puts his arms up in celebration, and he's got his arms up, and then while he's got his arms up, he gets tripped. He goes flying. Here you go. Ready?
Yeah, on the left. Yeah. Oh, he does
right there, he gets hooked.
He gets lifted up a little.
But why does he launch off the other leg?
Do you see where the stick is?
Yes, but he can.
He gets stick. Hardest he gets
point,
hooked.
He skates on the right.
His left leg gets
and then
hooked.
He goes up.
He gets watch.
Trip.
He does. He lifts. He continues to lift the stick.
He lifts the left leg. Yeah. I think he embellished the trip.
No, he didn't.
He embellished the trip.
Oh, my God. Now you're full of crap.
What a fraudulent goal.
Watch that stick on that left leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a break.
I don't know. After watching it like 6 more times, I don't think it's overrated. I think it's a great moment.
617-779-0985.
Can we play more of our game next?
Yes, if you're holding.
I want to do more games.
Sit tight. We'll get back to the game next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Okay.
Polls. Look, we're doing a poll here.
617-779-0985.
Back to the survey. Back to the survey we go. Greg is in Pawtucket, and the survey question being why it is that the Bruins will crush the Blues, because I know you're coming up with your reasons today. Greg, what's your reason?
How you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, pal.
I would say goaltending. I would say Tuca. That would be the Bruins' biggest advantage.
All right.
All right. Goal
tending advantage. Goal Let me see tending. It.
Yeah, goaltend is hot right now.
Oh, come on. That's got to be that's on
a
there.
That's
come on.
A
that's
ding.
A ding.
We get a ding.
Come on.
Come on. Thank you.
That has to be on the list.
Are they doing that tomorrow night? Like if they score in a scrimmage, is it like in-game action?
They do it for both sides.
They have Ron Poster there. Is he playing the organ? Are they doing all that stuff? Is there play-by-play?
Play the Cochise before the game, pass the flag around. What are we doing? What are we doing beforehand? It's
like if you're Blades, you wake up today and like, hey, what am I working tomorrow? Like, what am I going to do? Go back in my cave? Hibernate some more? Well, it's not winter. Just put that stupid hockey jersey on and go over that.
We get the anthem?
Arena?
I don't know.
After he sings, is he going to pump beers like he normally does? You know? Maybe you bring Rene Rancourt back for one tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's retired.
Yeah. Free popcorn for the kids, though. See that? So that's...
It's worth it right there.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea to have him play. It's a good idea to open up because how many people are going to want to go see the Bruins right now and not going to be able to? Pete's in Lowell. Hi, Pete.
$20. You've been $10 apart.
Hey,
can't beat it.
Yeah, so on that note, I do have an answer, but I would want nothing more than Zoe and Jack to be in the booth calling play-by-play from over the PA. But my answer is four Blues former captains have gone on to win a cup somewhere else.
One Blue one way, one Blue the other.
So
go ahead. What do you got? Four captains?
Four former Blues captains have left St. Louis and won cup somewhere else. And Backus would be number five and has a chance to do it in St. Louis.
Who are the other guys? You know them off the top of your head?
I don't. I can send you the article. I saw it on Reddit a couple months ago.
Okay.
But I know.
We'll Google it. We'll look it up. We'll look that up. Former Blues captains that have gone on to leave and then win the cup. Wow.
That's a great recall. Saw it on Reddit a few months ago.
Yeah, but I've been Reddit.
That's a good
Going
one.
Deep into the weeds on the survey.
No
Reddit
kidding.
From a few months
Reddit.
Ago. That's great.
Yeah. This Backus thing is going to take off, isn't it? That's two Backus things already. Is that a ding? Or is that a... What are we doing here?
I've got
is
it.
Is it a strike?
Scott Stevens was captain in 90-91. He went on to win the cup with New Jersey in 95-2003. Brett Hull was their captain from 92 to 96.
Oh, okay.
He went on to win the cups with Dallas and Detroit in 99 and then in 02. Chris Pronger captained the team in 97 through 02. He won the cup with Anaheim in 07. Dallas Drake was a captain in St. Louis from 05 until 07, and he won the cup with Detroit in 08. That is four captains of the St. Louis Blues, who later won the Stanley Cup with another team. David Backes would be the fifth former Blues captain to go on and win the cup elsewhere. And there you go. There are your guys.
Nice.
Boom. Okay, so put that on the list.
So they have that going for them.
Backes.
Pronger. Pronger, the guy whose heart stopped on the ice.
Blues captain.
Took a slap shot to the chest. The guy was dead on the ice. They revived him.
Yeah.
I don't think he played in that game, but he played in the next game.
Survey says, Backes, former Blues captain. Okay. All right.
That doesn't get you hot.
Gary in New York, not with a survey answer, but a story about seeing Nelly. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Zoe, you'll appreciate this. So Gordy Gronkowski came and visited me in St. Louis. So we went out to the casino. You've been out.
So the old man or the kid? Hold on. The old man or the kid? Okay.
The kid.
Okay.
So, there were a couple buddies out there, so you know what kind of scene it was. We walk into the casino. We roll into the high rollers room, which in St. Louis is about $50 buy-in. We sit down, we turn over, and I see this guy, and I'm like, I know who that is. So I start singing Wanna Be a Baller, thinking that's a Nelly song. It's nope. Little Troy.
Little Troy.
Yeah, Little Troy.
Shot caller.
Right? Wanna Be
Baller. Turns to me, goes,
you thought that was Nelly?
I was 15 beers deep. I didn't even know what was going on. And looks at me, he goes, that's not my effing song. Gets up, walks out. That's my Nelly story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Gary.
Yeah.
Want to be a caller. Really, want to be a shot caller.
That's really not a solid performance.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you'd like to have that one back.
No, wish I had a rabbit in a hat.
I'm actually glad I did it. I'm glad I did it.
That's probably a better story this way.
Yeah.
It's probably a better story
this
way.
You insulted Nelly. That's great. My song? Get out of here with that.
That's not my effing song.
That's pretty good. I want to be a caller. I want to be a shot caller. Got a rabbit in my hat.
See, again, though, takes a trip to St. Louis, sees Nelly. He's like the greeter down there. They should just
They probably pay that dude to hang out.
They should station him at the airport is what they should do.
Hey, welcome to St. Louis, hockey fans.
He's their most
fans.
Famous citizen.
Yeah.
Really. You should welcome everyone to St. Louis.
He probably presses the button on that elevator and goes to the top of that arch. How about that? The only time that we were there, played there, the arch was broken. Wanted to go see the arch and go up in the arch.
Yeah.
Elevators were getting worked on. Closed.
Really?
Yeah, couldn't even go up in the
arch. That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Isn't that the game you had to play because Bledsoe with the finger, you had
ready.
To come out?
Oh, man. It was my birthday, all that stuff, and Bledsoe's
all
finger
that
came
stuff?
Totally unhinged, and I got my head taken off, man. We weren't ready.
So you weren't prepared to go in, and he had to leave the game?
Is that I was ready to go in, but you came in. Just things were not going well at that point. We were getting our ass kicked, couldn't block anybody, couldn't run the ball. You know, and they were blitzing. I remember getting hit from behind. Ball went out, lost a fumble, I think. I'm not sure. I remember getting hit hard.
Is that like DeMarco Farr and Leonard Little and those guys?
Yep. We had a guy played for us too. What's his name? Mike, damn it.
Jones?
Mike Jones, yeah. He was playing there for them. He was he's the funniest guy I ever played with. Telling jokes on the buses. Oh my God, he'd crack on your mother like you wouldn't believe. Whatever you were wearing. Mike Jones. Parcells loved him.
I think that's nice. About another guy's mother.
It gets pretty funny. They call it the Jones.
Mama jokes.
That's a mama joke.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Gary Bertier.
617-779-0985. Okay, we'll get back to the survey. One more segment of this. One more.
I can't believe people are.
Zoe loves it. Zoe can't get enough of this.
I like it. One more segment.
One more. One more of this.
Remember, we did that hot dog thing. We took it too long and we got a lot of bad emails.
Yeah, I know. But this is Bruins.
We're talking Bruins.
We're legitimate talking Bruins.
I need to get excited. You need to tell me why I need to get excited for this series.
We do have other things we do want to get to today. We do.
Yeah.
All right. We can do this for another.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.